For doing Jewish history, we're up to the year 3041, and here we enter a period which there's a lot written about. It's hard to figure out the calculations exactly. There were overlaps here. You have Ahav, son Ahaziah, who was king. You have Yehoshaphat, who was king. The numbers off the bat don't work out, so Chazal tell us the 2 years that it says he was king were actually part of 2 years. His brother Yehoram takes over the throne, and one verse says he took over the throne in the 19th year of the king Yehoshaphat. The other verse says in the 18th year of the king Yehoshaphat. So here, many different opinions were offered as to how we make the math work. We're not going into it. You guys can look it up if it's important to you. We move forward. Ahaziah, Ahav's son, was evil. And now we go over to the period of Elisha, the prophet Elisha, who is a disciple of Elio. He is fifth in the line of the tradition of the prophets. He is the 19th in the line from Sinai. And on his court, in Elisha's court, we had Yonah ben Amittai, the child who Elio brought back from the dead. We had Zechariah ben Yehoiada, and also Yoshua Kohen Gadol, who we read about in this week's Haftarah, in this past week's Haftarah, Yoshua Kohen Gadol. Elisha, in a minute, Benny. Elisha was from the tribe of Gad, and he came from the area on the other side of the Jordan, the area called Bashan. And Elisha, our sages say, his soul was from Yosef. We know that Eliyahu was walking, Elisha accompanied him, and each time Eliyahu said, "Stay here," and Elisha said, "I swear I'm not leaving you." And then Eliyahu was taken up into heaven with chariots of fire. He became an angel, and Elisha was left with Eliyahu's Ezor Or, his a leather sash. I don't know what it was. Elisha is then the prophet. He asks Elio, "I should have double the prophecy as you." And Elio tells him, "If you see me when I'm whisked away, then that blessing will come true." And he does. And then the Navi goes on to illustrate how Elisha performed double the miracles of Elio.
Is this summary? Can we ask questions on this, or is this?
Well, we'll learn it in Navi, I hope. Right now, we're just going to. I'm summarizing the story. This isn't in Jewish history, but I guess it is technically. Ahav's son Ahaziah, you recall, we said he was wicked, and Ahaziah fell, and when he fell, so he fell through his attic. And he was very wounded, and he wasn't sure if he would live or not. So Ahaziah sent word to Baal Zebub, the pagan god that the Ekronites, the Philistines, believed in. And he asked him, "Will I live from this illness?" And Elio met the messengers and said, "Go tell the guy who sent you he's going to die." What's he sending to the Philistines to ask their false prophets whether he's going to live? Why didn't he send to me? And so he said to him, "He's going to die." Here, I will do the full story just because it is an exciting story.
How come was it important to Elisha that he had the king power?
I don't know. Perhaps he saw that the Jewish people were at a time where they would need it. So, and that's maybe that's why he prayed for that. That's why he asked for that. So the messengers come back to Ahaziah, and he asked them, "What you come back so fast for?" So they said, "A man came up to us, and he said, 'Go back to that king who sent you and tell him that God said, are there no forces in Israel you could turn to? You go and ask Baal Zebub. You will not come off the bed, your bed of illness. You're going to die.' So he asked him, 'What did he look like?' and they tell him he was hairy and he had a leather sash. He wore a leather, big leather belt. So he said, wow, that's Eliyahu. So he sent his general of 50 men, and he sent with him his men, his army, his battalion. And they came up to Eliyahu. Eliyahu's on top of a mountain, and he says, man of God, the king tells you, come down. And Eliyahu says to the general, he says, if I am a man of God, well then a fire should come down of heaven and consume you and your battalion. And a fire comes down, and him and his battalion are wiped out. So Ahaziah is so wicked, he's aware of that. He sends the second general. And the second general with his men come up. And the second general yells and he says, man of God, so says the king, rush and come down. And so Eliyahu says, if I am a man of God, then a fire should come down of heaven and consume you and your men. And again, a fire comes down and destroys him and his men. And Ahaziah knows all this, and he sends a third general to summon Eliyahu. Maybe he figured he got nothing to lose. The prophet already told him he's going to die. So the third general comes, and he bows before Eliyahu, and he begs, and he says, man of God, let my soul please be worth something in your eyes. I have over here your 50 servants, my men with me. Please, a fire's come down and consumed the first general and all of his men, and the second general and all of his men. And now please, please, don't make me die. Please, my soul should be worth something before you. And then an angel tells Eliyahu, go with him, don't worry. And Eliyahu goes with that general. And this is a theme we will see happening over again with Elisha, with the story of Naaman, where the kings think that they control the prophet, and the prophet's not going to accept that. So Eliyahu comes to the king and he tells him, Hashem says, because you sent messengers to ask Baal Zvuv, the pagan god of Ekron, you think there's no God in Israel? Because of that, you will not come off your bed. And when he says the word lachen, in modern Hebrew, Ben Yehuda made the word lachen mean therefore. But in ancient Hebrew, the word lachen means I swear. So Eliyahu tells him, I swear you're not getting off that bed. And he dies. And then his brother, Yehoram, takes the throne. So Yehoram, the son of Ahav, is now the king of the northern 10 tribes. He is related to Yehoshaphat. As we saw earlier, Yehoshaphat married his sister. Yehoshaphat, the king of Judea. Very bad move. Yehoshaphat, the pious king of Judea, thought it would be a good move to marry into Ahav's family, and he will pay for it. All his family will be killed by his daughter from this wife. From Ahav's, he married Ahav's daughter. He married Yehoram's sister. She had a horrible education at home. Right? Her mother was a wicked person. Her father was a wicked person. Her brothers were wicked people. And Yehoshaphat married her. He thought it was politically correct. And he pays the price. He will have a daughter named Ataliah, who will murder out all of his children. There'll be only one child left of the whole Davidic dynasty. So now we're up to the period of Yehoram. He is the king of the northern 10 tribes. And at this point, we have the next prophet called Yoel. He doesn't bring it here, but if I remember correctly, our sages say that Yoel would stutter. People would make fun of him because he didn't talk clearly. So at the period, we have the period of Elisha, and at the same period, Yonah, and Zechariah. These are prophets. Yonah and Zechariah are the 12 short prophets. And Yoel. Yoel is the second of the 12 short prophets. The Navi Yoel prophesizes about, who knows?
A giant locust swarm.
Very good. The Navi Yoel.
So that's why people didn't listen to him after 7 years.
Okay. The Navi Yoel warns them that a tremendous swarm of locusts is going to attack them, worse than what happened in Egypt, because in Egypt it was one type of locust, and here it's going to be many types of locusts, and they're going to devour everything. So we have an overlap. We have Elisha, Yonah, and Yoel, right? All those prophets are at the same time, and Zechariah. We're going to pause here. This is where we're up to now, the period of Yehoram. Yes, Benny.
Two things. You said that Yonah's dad was Amittai.
Yes.
So with the wife with the jars of oil, that was a separate person?
Yes.
And the second thing, this might not be correct, but I heard somewhere that the curses in Egypt, the plagues, was something that would never happen to the Jews.
It's a pasuk. Kol ha-machala she-samtim im-tshayim lo asim
alecha. So, what about this plague of locusts?
Great question. Look at the beginning of the pasuk if you still have a question.
It's not one thing.
Just look at the beginning of the pasuk. If you see the beginning of the pasuk and you still have a question, so then I have to address. What he answered you, it says in Rashi. But I'm telling you a different answer.
Go with Rashi, he's asking that.
Boom! Okay. I don't fight with Daniel. Black belt? I don't see. Okay. We're doing a Shmuel. No one remembers where we're up to, so we got to do some Navi. We have to start covering ground.
Missed 2 weeks.
Yeah. Missed a lot more than that. What?
Good.
So does anyone remember? What book are we in? Oh boy.
Shmuel.
Oh, Shmuel, okay.
You should have
thank you.
A screen where we can